Tonight's shiur, Simen Ches, Se'if Yud Gimel, and Se'if Yud Dalet. Se'if Yud Gimel. Haloi Vesh Talis Koton, Umavarech Olov. A person who wears Talis Koton, he makes a brach on it. Ukshaholech Lebesa Knesses, Misatef Betalis Godol. And when he goes to shul, he's going to wrap himself in a Talis Godol. Tzarech Levarech Olov. He has to make a brach on the Talis Godol. The halicha mi beis lo beis haknesses chashiva hefsek, because going from his house to shul is an interruption between the bracha on the talis cotton at home and talis gadlan shul. V'mispala b'toch beiso, but if he's diving at home, im hayudaita mitchila gam al talis gadol, if he had in mind that he's putting on a talis gadol, for hefsek meintayim b'sicha, and he did not interrupt with conversation, or b'dvar machim or anything else. He does not have to go back and make a second bracha on the talis kavod. Mishnah Brura, Sifkat Lama Beis.
Are the interchangeable brachas we made on his talis kavod, he made his hatef?
We learned before. Yeah. They both work. Okay. Right? Either bracha works on either one.
See, we could still make two of them? If you made at least hatef in the first one, you make al mitzvah on the talis kavod when he got to shul?
No, he make another hatef.
Oh.
He make another hatef. Sifkat Lamed Beis, Levarech Olov. When he comes to shul, he makes a bracha on the Talis Gadol, even though he made a bracha on the Talis Katan at home. Afilum Tekev Holach Lebeis HaKnesses V'Lesiach Daito B'Intayim Klal. Even if he mamish goes straight from the house to shul without any Hesach Das, he needs a new bracha when he gets to shul. Why? Sifkat Lamed Gimel Dahalicha, because going alone is the Hefzik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'Achronim Hiskimu De'etzem Alicha Lo Chashiv Hefzik. The Achronim agree, not like the Shulchan Aruch. Going is not a hefsek. The Afal P can cuss with the Tzarech Levarach al Talis Gadol, and nonetheless, they still need to make a Baruch on Talis Gadol, Bishum Shinu Makam, because of change of location. Not that the actual walking is the problem. Change of location is the problem. Well, if he's there, according to this, Hu Adin, Im Kashiyotzim Beiso, Chosim Beyad LeBeiso. The same would be true if he walked out of his house and turned around and went right back in. V'lavash sham hatalas gadol. He puts the talas gadol on in his house. Gam can serach levarach alav. He has to make another bracha on the talas gadol. After hayudaitu gam al hatalas gadol b'shas bracha. Even though he had in mind that he's going to wear the talas gadol when he made the bracha the first time. Da'avi kedvarim she'ein to una bracha l'achreyem. It's like things that you eat that don't need a bracha achrona in the place where you ate. The shinu mokum. I'm hefsek. That change of location is considered a hefsek. Again, all these halachas are borrowed, very similar to halachas of birchas hananin. V'ayim b'sivkon shachas. I look at the very next sivkon, which I find fascinating because he really could have incorporated it right here. Sivkon lamadad chashiva hefsek. Going to shul is a hefsek. V'chayodim choshesh l'dasa serve n'shinu mokum lo havi hefsek v'zeh. Chayodim is concerned that there are views that change of location is not a hefsek. Akin hichmish lo levarach. So therefore he said, don't make another bracha. Im lo shohoy habesek k'nesses v'chokim beiso, unless the shul was rather far from the house. O shlohoy yadaitu b'shas bracha kamalof. We didn't have in mind for the talis gadol, and we made the bracha on the talis gadol. O shesich daitu b'nem, or you had a full hesek hadas. So the Mechaber says, halich is a hefsek. The Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, say, Shinu Makam is a hefsek. And the Chayonim says, neither is a hefsek. Shinu Makam is not a hefsek, and the Halicha is not a hefsek, and you shouldn't make another bracha. Unless it's a real long distance, or you didn't have in mind, or there's a full hesek hadas. Sifkat l'maman hei, v'soch beiso. If he's davening at home. So now there's no Halicha, there's no Shinu Makam. Afilu im atalas katan lavash becheder ze. Even if the talas katan he puts it in one room, let's say it's his bedroom. The talas gadol becheder acher and the talas gadol in a different room, let's say the living room. The shinu makom lo havi becheder lecheder. We don't say it's shinu makom from room to room, even though he died to lezeh since he had in mind. Could come on b'simin reishan gimel sof sefaf. We say that later on in reishan gimel by kiddush. Umasha kosev besicha. The mechaber says unless you interrupt with conversation. That's even one word. But if you look back in Sivkan Chavches, what we wrote in the name of Achrom Ledina, they were concerned that Sicha is not considered a Hesek, and therefore we said, you're not going to make another bracha, and you should be careful not to talk to get into a Safik brachas if you do, but Allah, you won't make another bracha just for Sicha alone. So, The Mechaber says, if you put on a talis katan and then you put on a talis gadol, it's not so pasha to make a bracha on a talis gadol, because halicha might not be a hafsik, and the shina malka might not be a hafsik, unless there's a full hesek hadas that I don't make this bracha on that, which is usually the case. I have in mind that I'll make a separate bracha on my talis gadol, I'll make a lehis atev, and I'm not going to be used with al mitzvahs, to the point that we mentioned earlier, many won't even make a bracha on the talis katan, they'll only make the bracha on the talis gadol and patur the talis katan. The Ber Halacha, if you turn back to Im Hoyadaito, has a very significant diuk in the language of the Mechaber. If he davens at home, the Shulchan Aruch's language is, if he had in mind on the talis gadol, then the bracha works. What do you mean, if he had in mind? The Mishnah Berurah says the Chayra in the Ber Halacha. It would seem that I don't have to have in mind, but explicitly, that I'm going to be wearing the talis gadol. Rak b'stama, even if it's stam. I put on my talis gadol every day. It should be automatic. It should be automatic. When you put on talis gadol, then you're going to put on talis gadol afterwards. If you make an al mitzvah tzitzis, like the Rama says, then I understand. Because we assume that the al mitzvah is not going on the talis gadol. We quote this to Mishnah Berurah. But according to Shulchan Aruch, that he holds, you can say the hisatif on a talis katan. So it's automatic. You make a lisati for your talis katan, it's going to work for the talis gadol too. We say the same by shechita. Be your day as a new test. But how you of kama oifis? You have plenty of births to shecht. After berach al echad shlekacham yado, you make the bracha on the one you hold. The bracha goes for all the subsequent births as well. So if the Mechaber says the language im hayadaita, we're forced to say the Mari Kamatan here, that the talis gadol was not there b'shas bracha, and therefore he has to have specific das that I'm going to be patering my talis gadol, even though it's not here. Ulapela, I'm a first Shulchan Aruch, and I'm amazed that the commentary of Shulchan Aruch did not make this point. So in any event, the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's poshut that if you make this out of talis katan and you're about to put on talis gold, it's automatic included, unless you mamash have a das not to include it. But you don't need a specific das to include it. It's naturally going to be part of your bracha. Se'if yud dalet. In poshat talisoy, if he takes off his talis, afilu hayadaito lachsor ulasatif b'miyad, even if he has a mind to put it back on right away, he has to make a bracha when he puts it back on. The Rama says, some say you don't make a bracha if he has in mind to put it back on. And some say, Davka kishenishal of talis katan, it depends if he's wearing his talis katan or not. That's the minig. And the come on, simichafei. If you base look at him, simichafei. That if he's wearing talis katan and he takes off talis gadol, he doesn't make a bracha when he puts back on the talis gadol. But if he's not wearing talis katan, then it's like the mechaber. As soon as you take off the talis gadol, you got to make another bracha. You put it back on. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan lamavav tzarech levarich. Mechaber holds. You take off a talis. You put it back on. You make another bracha. Afilu nishal of talis katan according to the mechaber. Even if you're wearing talis katan. Even if you put it right back on immediately, and you didn't change locations in between, taking it off is the hefsek. Look back where he wrote in Sifkan Laman Aleph, where he wrote that if you take it off, it's going back in Sifyud Beis, that if he takes off one before he puts on the other, it's considered a hefsek, and the Achronim disagree that taking it off is not a hefsek. Taking it off is not considered a hefsek. That's like the Rama here, not like the Mechaber. Sifka and Lamed Zayin, She'em Mevarchin, Yesh Oimim, you don't make a bracha if you have a mind to put it back on. Afilu im Beis HaPshita lo nishol talis katan, even if when you take it off, you're not wearing talis katan. V'chein Pasku Achronim, this Achronim hold, like this view, the first Yesh Oimim. The Tama Yesh Omer, the reason why this Yesh Omer is the Kivan de Beis Apshito, he died to take the love show. Since when I took it off, I had a mind I'm going to put it back on. V'chenos, and he did put it back on. Lo Havi Apshito Hafsik, then taking it off is not an interruption. V'afilum Shino Mekom B'tayim, even if he would change location in between. Kigon, for instance, Shepashet Osoli Kones LeBeisak, he say, he takes it off to go to the bathroom. V'chol Kiyotze B'zor, any other similar situation. Lo Havi Hashini Mokom B'zor Hafsik, change of location is not a Hafsik. He puts the same talus on. So even if he's not wearing talus katan, he does not make a new bracha when he puts it on, according to this. This is not like the halacha we see later on in Chav Hei. Then Parshat Tfilin, that if he takes off his tfilin to go to the bathroom, that is a hefsik. And he makes a new bracha when he puts it back on. Tashani Hasim, that's different. He's not allowed to wear tefillin in the Beis HaKise. It's an absolute hefsek. Mashen can be talis as opposed to talis. The Medina ain't no awesome. Mikra halacha, you can wear talis in the Beis HaKise. Rock the ain't no nachal nasuskin. It's improper to do so. Al kain lo havi hefsek. They say, therefore, it's not considered the hefsek to take it off. Vidayan, you should know. Then Beis HaPshita lo hayadaito lilbosh miyad. If when he took it off, he did not have a mind to put it back on right away. Only after a period of time. Even though he actually did put it on right away. Everyone would agree he has to make a bracha. Even if he's wearing talis katan. As soon as he took it off, the mitzvah is gone because he had in mind that he's going to leave it off for a while. The same is true in the opposite. And be'esap shita, if when he took it off, he had in mind to put it on right away. In which case you don't make another bracha. And then there was a delay. He didn't get it on right away. And he even thought about other things. Everyone would agree, he should make another bracha. Because he was Mesiach Das.
Nowadays we only use our talis for davening. So shouldn't it be more Kedusha with it?
At the bathroom?
Yes.
It's not attached to Kedusha. That's why it's Eino Nachon. It's not proper, because it's designated for davening. But it's not also like tefillin. The third shita, the Yesh Omer, the second Yesh Omer, the Ramah, that it makes a difference if he's wearing talis katan or not. Dafka kishin nisha, ha'achronim pasku ka Yesh Omer zeh, the achronim pasku like this Yesh Omer, and they explain this Yesh Omer is discussing when he takes off his talis without any specific das. And so we say, if he's still wearing his talis katan, if he's still wearing the talis katan, then he didn't misyich das. If not, we assume he is misyich das. But if he had specifically in mind, he's going to put it back on right away. He doesn't make a brach when he puts it on right away. Even if he wasn't wearing talis katan. And similarly, the reverse. Talis katan won't help if it's a long break. Like we said before. If a person takes off his talis during davening, even without any specific thing in mind, it's automatically assumed he's going to put it right back on. And if he takes it off and folds it up and puts it back in the talis bag, that's really a very good expression of, I'm not going to put it back on. And if he then pulls it out and puts it on, he would have to make a bracha.
But if he's doing nanuim and it falls off,
that's the next halacha.
Oh,
so, the bare halacha. Bare halacha in Pasha Taliso Tzarech Levarch. If he takes off his talis, even if he had a mind to put it back on, the Mechaber says he makes a bracha. Ein Mishnah Berurah Meshach Kasavna. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Ein Le'el Sifka and Laman Aleph. And back in the Mishnah Berurah Laman Aleph. Then Muchach Shomer Magravom. The Mishasa Bracha Yidaito. If when he made the bracha, he had in mind that it's going to come off and come back on, Lukulyama and Sarach Lachsel worked, and everyone says you don't make a new bracha. Vizero and his daito etzahi utsa. And in my humble opinion, this is the proper counsel. Sheyuchla says with Kaladeus, you can just all three shitas. Sheyachavin b'shas bracha, you have in mind, you make the bracha. Sheyimitzarach lepashto sheyachzor lebashano. If I have to take it off, I'm going to put it back on. And then everyone agrees you don't make a bracha. I am shachu. So that's in Eitzah Tova that the Mishnah brings. Next bir halacha, the yesh om she'em avarchim, the first yesh om. The first yesh om, you don't make a bracha if you had a mind to put it back on. Ayin Mishnah Berurah Mashaka Savnu, Dim Lolova Shomayad, Mishnah Berurah, we write that if he doesn't put it on right away, Asarach Levarch, Kol Yam, Vachol Gam, then everyone agrees he's got to make a bracha and puts it back on. Vayim Bet Sefer Atzos HaChayim, B'Shem Tshuvas Kol Eliyo. The Malbim in his Sefer Halach Atzos HaChayim writes, the fees according to this. If a person takes a bath in the bathhouse and he comes out and gets dressed, Sarach Bracha Shnia al Talas Kotan, he has to make a Bracha and Talas Kotan. Dika Hefse Godel, that was a long break. Vehevi came B'Shem Rabboni Kishishi Yerushalayim HaKadoshah, he quotes the elders of Yerushalayim. Va'olam Eino Hagen Lizor B'Zer, but the Chofetz Chaim says, people aren't careful with this. The after shatama, maybe their pshat is those shaykh bezechazadas. It's not hesechadas. Shemuchah who lacks the lishadagov. He's got to get dressed again, so of course he'll put back on his talgoton. Ulechoru near the lo mahani bezeh. I feel micham abok beisabocha. She was telling me lachzav b'shan. I just told you an eitzah that if you make the brach in the morning, have in mind that if it comes off, I'll put it back on. You don't make another bracha. That won't help for this. That eitzah won't help. Kiven demitam hefsek asila. Because now you have a problem of a long break, a long hefsek. That's a new problem. For Avshalom, perhaps you could say, when you have in mind in the morning, when you make the bracha, I'm going to take it off, put it back on, that we're not going to consider the hefsek between taking it off and putting it out, putting it back on. That bracha koyal avisha shenis, because the bracha goes on the second wearing. Teida, and I'll prove it to you, the marash magnavon, deitzuzumahani afila beis yosef, the sfrile the take of sheposhet ozla hamitzvah. The Beis Yosef holds, you take it off, you lost the mitzvah. And yet the Magen Avraham holds, this Eitzah works. But simple das to re-put it on doesn't help. So it must be when I make the bracha, I made the bracha on the second wearing. So therefore it should be true here too, even if there's a long hefsek. But then he says, no. Maybe the pshat is, if I have in mind when I make the bracha, then the fact that I took it off and put it back on right away isn't an interruption, but I'm not sure. The Bach seems to say the bathhouse is not an interruption. Now you got to start differentiating, well, how long were you in the bathhouse? A little bit, a lot. So the Bach means you weren't there a long time. So Mishnah has a new Eitzah. The best thing would be when in the morning, when you make the bracha, the bracha only works to go to the Beis HaMerchatz, take it off. Then everyone holds you make a new bracha and shayat shuvah. So, you have two kavanas in the morning. One, if I take off my talis at any point, my bracha is going on, I put it back on. But if I go to the bathhouse, then the minute I take it off, the bracha is gone. So, maybe that was easier in the days when they didn't go to the bathhouse every day. But people aren't thinking like this. So in the notes on the side, right away, they bring, we don't go to the bath the way they went to the bath. Going to the bath used to take 2-3 hours. The quotes from Shlomo Zalman, if you're in the bath 2-3 hours, so then, taka, that's the discussion here that you got to make another bracha. You don't make the bracha, how long were you there? Not long there. But Shlomo Zalman used this shiur 2-3 hours. I found in Halicha Shlomo, they quote Shlomo Zalman, that if you take off your talis gadol, and you put it back on within 3 hours, you don't make another bracha. To me, it's a pella, but that's what he writes. Yom Kippur comes up. You take off your talis, you go home, hefsek, come back. It's an hour break, an hour and a half sukkah. According to Mazam, you do not make another bracha. But he goes on, and he says that the Tshuvas Erlet Zion, Chacham Etzion Abba Shaul says, half hour. Less than half hour, you don't make another bracha. More than half hour, make another bracha. And that makes sense to me. If we go home on Yom Kippur, during half sukkah, come back, my feeling is you would make another bracha on the Talis Gadol. It's a good half hour easily. Yeah. It's not 3 hours, but it's usually a good half hour. And I think that would be a sufficient hafsaka. If someone takes a shower, I don't think it's warrants. Again, you look at the spear aloch, it said, Beis HaMerech, I took a shower, that's it, make a new bracha. The person would say that was a 2-3 hour ordeal, not a 10-15 minute shower, for sure not. You wouldn't make another bracha coming out of the shower after that.